Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast, the podcast to help those working in sports level up their marketing skill set so that you can sell more tickets, sell more merchandise, and grow your fan base. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. If this is your first episode, welcome. If you've listened to others and several, thank you very much. I appreciate you tuning in. If you're finding value in the content that I'm creating, please hop on over to your favorite listening platform and leave a rating and review. It would mean the world to me, but more importantly, it would expose this podcast to people who are just like you, working in sports, trying to grow their fan base and sell more tickets. This is part two of the mini-series all about marketing mini plans. If you have not yet, take a listen to part one of the series as I talk about marketing mini plans before the season. Today, we're going to be talking about mini plan marketing during the season. I'm going to cover two main topics here: single game buyer communication during the season, and then in-season marketing to current mini plan holders. So we're talking single game buyer communication, current mini plan marketing, what we're doing with them. Remember, you are thinking long game. You're thinking, all right, if I can turn this mini plan buyer into a season ticket holder, that's my eventual goal. But I got to get this person, a single game buyer, to buy a mini plan. Or I got to get this mini plan buyer to upgrade to the next level. So you're playing the long game here. So taking that ultimately even further, your goal is to turn a single game buyer into a multi-game buyer. So remember, mini plan buyer eventually becomes a season ticket holder. At least that's our goal. Now you got to turn a single game buyer into a multi-game buyer. Because if they're a multi-game buyer, there's a better chance they become a mini plan buyer. I have two non-negotiables. After they buy a single game ticket, they are added to your email list. Hands down, no hesitation. They need to be added that month, or within the week, or within 2 weeks, but they need to be added that year to your email list, non-negotiable. The other one is they are included in your audiences of website visitors and ticket buyers within Meta Ads. So if you plan on running Meta Ads, you need to frequently update and add your ticket buyers so that you can promote ads, promote your promotions, whatever it is, to people who have already bought tickets to your games this year. So we want to retarget them about coming back out and buying more tickets to other games. So you have to add those to it. First one is a non-negotiable at email list. If single game buyer has to be added to your email list during the season, which is a no-brainer, but just in case you don't do it, non-negotiable. The other one is if you've got created audiences inside of Meta Ads, you've got to add your ticket buyers to it. Hands down, super easy to do, but these are non-negotiables for me. One of my favorite ways to turn a single game buyer into a multi-game buyer is a post-game email. Once they've attended a game, it could be a giveaway night, fireworks, opening night, whatever it is, you want to send them an offer immediately following the game to encourage them to come to another one. So they just had a marvelous experience at your game. They got that bobblehead in their hand. They saw your fireworks. They celebrated with you on opening day. It was a blast. You got to get them to come to another game. So here's what's something that I would type up for opening night. So here's what it would look like. Opening night last night was a huge success. Thank you, Ron, for making it very special. As a thank you, here is $5 off a ticket purchase for your next game. You could come up with whatever offer you'd like, but I just chose $5. So you put that in there and include a promo code for it. So you're choosing games later in the month, like 3 weeks later, a month later, 4 weeks later. So it's the early next month or later in the month or what have you. But you also want to include that promo code and a finite of time that they could use a discount, something like 72 hours, then the discount expires. So it would say something like, "Hi, Ron, opening night was a huge success. Thank you for coming out and making it special with the other fans that joined us that night. As a thank you, here is $5 off any ticket purchase for your next game. Here's the promo code. and you only have 72 hours to use it. Here's the games that you can use it for, and here's some of the promotions for those games. Looking forward to seeing you back out here at the ballpark or the arena, the pitch for our next home games. Should be a blast this year. And you send it off. You can track who uses the promo code and who doesn't. And what you just did was you strike when the iron was hot because they had came to a game, they enjoyed the experience, they used the promo code, now they're a multi-game buyer. That means you've given yourself a better chance to turn them into a mini plan holder because they've been to more than one game. So that's what I would do for single game buyers. That simple one right there, that post-game email works like wonders, helps you sell more tickets, ultimately helps you give more leads for your mini plans for next year. Here's what I would do for current mini plan holders. Renewing them is a top priority. The only way they return is if they see value in the experience. Let me say that again. The only way they're coming back, the only way they're renewing tickets is if they see value in experience. And they see value by using their tickets. Oftentimes, what happens is we sell them their mini plan and we don't really give them a lot of communication during the year about what they can do or what's happening with their mini plans. We just dump them into the list and tell them about what's going on during the year without actually communicating to them about the tickets that they bought. So how you provide value is two ways, communication and relationship. Remember, they see value, the only way they return, the only way they come back is they see value in the experience, and they value it by using their tickets. That's how they can show you, I see value in spending the money with you, I am using my tickets. And how you provide value to the season to the mini plan holder, rather, is two ways, communication and relationships. Let's start with relationships. You may not be the person who's in charge of visiting fans during the games, but you need to find someone who visits mini plan holders during their set of games. You need to have someone on your staff visit them during the games of their package. This builds a relationship with the staff and team, so you or a designated staff member are putting in the work to build the relationship with the fans, making it an easier process to renew next year or during the off season. So if I have a 3-game plan, I want you to come visit me during the season. Those 3 games, just pop by, say hello, tell me how much you appreciate me being a mini plan holder, check in with me, ask me questions about my family. Those are the things that mean the most to mini plan holders. You want to build a relationship with them because it is harder for them to not renew when they have a relationship with someone. So you or a designated staff member has to put in the work to build the relationships with them so that it becomes an easier process for renewing your seats. Simple as that. The second one is reminders. So I just talked about relationships. Here's reminders. People are busy. You, me, all of us, we're busy. We've got a lot of things happening. We've got apps on our phone sending messages. We've got text messages and email and social media. We got so much stuff that pulls our attention. You have to remind people of the games that they have in their package. So inside of your email marketing software, I want you to create an email automation series or just create drafts emails that you would send to mini plan holders. Remember last episode I talked about building those lists of the people who bought the mini plans. Here's my segmented list of my 3-game plan, my 6-game plan, my 12-game plan, or whatever the plans are. But you have to create these series of emails that you send to these mini plan holders to remind them about their game. So here's what it would look like. Hi, Jeremy. Your next game of your mini plan package is this Friday. It's fireworks that night, and we're expecting a great crowd. So you might want to give yourself a little extra time getting into the ballpark and finding a good parking spot. As always, if there's any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday. That simple reminder is so effective as you increase the chances of the tickets being used. I will normally sometimes forget stuff. I will forget even picking up my kids at school sometimes just when I get busy and my mind's focused on stuff. If I don't set a reminder in Alexa or on my phone, I'm going to forget to do things. So you providing them a simple reminder coming from you or coming from the team or coming from the mascot in that email, there's a really good chance that those tickets are going to be used, which is a sure sign that they value coming on out. If you think about it, why do dentists call and text you to remind you of your appointment? Because there's a better chance of you coming in if you are reminded. Same scenario with sports teams. Remind fans of the games that they have in their package, and they're going to use the tickets. So each episode, I give you a plan of action, the main takeaways from the episode. The takeaways for mini plan marketing during the season. Number one, either you or someone on your team designate a staff member to check in with mini plan holders during the year. Building relationships with them is a top priority, and it will help you renew mini plans in the off season. Number two, create reminders within your email marketing software to remind mini plan holders of their games. Remember, people are busy. You get reminders about different things that are happening in your life, from doctor visits to setting reminders in Alexa of what time you need to do this or do that, or even in your phone. You have reminders. Our life is built around reminders because we are so busy. If you create reminder emails to send out to your mini plan holders reminding them about their game, there is a better chance they use their tickets. And number three, for single game buyers, create a bounce back offer to get them to come back to a game later in the year. I love the post-game email, as this hits when the experience is fresh in their mind. They just came out. They had a wonderful experience at your game. You just ask them to come back out to another game a month later. You're giving them a discount, but you're giving them a finite time, a short window to be able to get and use that discount. They're going to buy tickets during the year, and you're turning single game buyers into multi-game buyers. And we know multi-game buyers are the warmest hit list for mini plan buyers. Many sports teams hire ticket sales trainers that help them improve their process, help them improve their outreach on phone calls and cold calling, ultimately leading to you closing more deals faster. This is continuing education for ticket salespeople, and it helps them continue to develop, ultimately the team way more money. I do the same for marketing directors and marketing teams through a combination of marketing training and using their data to consult with them. I'll guide your team on best practices, things that other teams are doing that your team might not be doing that I know you will see an ROI on. I also take your data from merchandise to also your ticket sales data and help you make informed decisions on group sales, ticket sales, merchandise. And so by helping marketing directors level up their skill set, they become faster, more efficient, a clear understanding of what's working and is what's not, and they become very excited about what they're doing. Sometimes marketing directors just get into the, hey, I'm just doing this to do this, and lose some sort of interest in what they're doing. When they're bought in like this, they're better employees. So if you're interested in selling more tickets, growing your fan base, selling more merchandise, but more importantly, investing in your people, head over to sportsmarketingmachine.com and schedule a call. Until next time.